I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, August 26th. Pornographic images and racist and sexist comments infiltrated a virtual focus group meeting last night for parents of Quincy 9th and 10th graders. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says the inappropriate material was immediately taken down but was visible to the meeting participants. He says about 10 people were ejected from the meeting, and that the school's IT department is investigating and working to prevent future problems. Mulvey offered an apology and said it was the first time in over 50 such meetings that there has been a problem. Quincy is now in the green category in the state's new risk map for contracting the coronavirus. Quincy improved from the yellow or moderate risk to green or low risk category because of improving numbers. There was only one new confirmed case of the virus in Quincy yesterday, and there are 14 active cases. The two-week daily new case average in Quincy is 2.8, and the one-week daily new case average is 2.4. The death toll of 135 has remained unchanged for over a month. The former Delaney's Pub on Franklin Street in Quincy will soon become a new restaurant. Lawrence Agnitti has purchased the pub and the adjacent insurance agency and will open a 100-seat restaurant early next year. The new restaurant will have a full liquor license and a cabaret license for some light entertainment. The Hingham Firefighters Union has taken a unanimous vote of no confidence in Fire Chief Steve Murphy in response to his role in taking down the thin blue line American flags that firefighters had placed on Hingham's trucks to honor slain Weymouth police officer Michael Chesna. The MBTA is expanding bus service on certain lines due to an increase in ridership. It is also lowering Charlie ticket cash fares to Charlie card prices. The expanded service begins this Sunday, and the new fares take effect on September 1st. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Wednesday at 5 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Wednesday, August 26th.